I'm Andre Champon. This Louisiana Radio Network sportscast is brought to you by Quit With Us Louisiana. Quitting tobacco isn't easy. Quit With Us Louisiana can help. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW to get started. Oh shucks, the Saints announced that the team will be starting rookie quarterback Tyler Shuck for Sunday's game in Los Angeles against the Rams. The second round pick took Spencer Rattler's place in the third quarter of the 23-3 loss to Tampa Bay, where he passed for 128 yards and an interception. Shuck says he has to do a better job moving forward.
At the end of the day, we didn't score enough points, so it sucks. But yeah, we'll look at it, and especially myself, and see how I can get better, and then we'll continue to grow as an offensive unit to try and get the job done.
Adam Schefter of ESPN reports that New Orleans is expected to trade at least one of their wide receivers at the deadline, which is on November 4th. LSU senior cornerback Mansoor Delane has been named as a semifinalist for the Jim Thorpe Award, which is awarded to the best defensive back in the country. Delane has 33 tackles, 7 pass breakups, and an interception thus far. LRN.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the stripes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia Bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
ULM is now 3-5 after a 49-21 loss to Southern Mississippi on Saturday. Head coach Brian Vincent still has full faith in the job that he and his players are working towards with building the program.
We didn't say it was going to be built overnight, but we're going to fight for it to be built overnight. We set our expectations high. We're going to keep them high. Our team's battling, man. You know, we're going to get there. We are. As long as we stay this course and we stay this mission, this next game up. It's next game, same mentality. And that's probably what I'm most proud of at this point.
The Warhawks return to Monroe to host Old Dominion this Saturday afternoon at 2:30 p.m. The Pelicans are still winless through the first three games of the season after being blown out by the Celtics by a score of 122-90. Jordan Poole led scoring for New Orleans with 22 points. Zion Williamson missed the game with a left foot bone contusion. The Pelicans' schedule doesn't get any easier down the road as their next three games on the road are against the Nuggets, Clippers, and Thunder. LRN Sports, I'm Andre Champagne.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Yeah. Let's go. Come on.
Tiger Rag Radio is on the air.
Let's crank this thing up.
We're statewide breaking down the latest happenings with LSU athletics.
This is us.
Hear from the coaches.
We're put together a defense that puts us in a position to win the SEC.
The players.
We're having fun and we're working, baby. That's it, baby.
The recruits.
Show some passion and some heart.
And those who cover the Fighting Tigers of LSU and the SEC.
All those things are going to be there, which are important.
It's 2 hours of nonstop LSU talk.
What a privilege. I mean, you get to represent LSU.
Tiger Rag Radio is brought to you by Cummins. Cummins creates power solutions that the world depends on. Louisiana Beef Industry Council. Boudreaux's Electrical Services. Sunshine Quality Solutions. Super Chevy Dealers. And Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Get ready to talk Tigers with producer Andre Champagne and our host, Todd Horn, Jeff Palermo, and Glenn Gildo.
Three great players that are better people than they are players.
This is Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
And welcome to hour number two of Tiger Rag Radio. Jeff Palermo, news and sports director of Louisiana Radio Network, along with the executive editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, Todd Horn. Andre Champagne, our producer tonight. And obviously, Brian Kelly is the top story in the search for a new head football coach. John Sumrall, the Tulane football coach, was asked about the LSU vacancy. He was fired up. We'll hear a little bit of him later on in the show as well. And let's get to our next guest, though, and that is a longtime friend of mine. It's been a while since I've seen him. It was good to catch up with him a little bit earlier today. He's doing a good job hosting his radio show on WSLA from 4 to 6 o'clock, which is one of our affiliates here at Tiger Rag Radio. It is the Corey Johnson joining us here on Tiger Rag Radio. Corey, how you doing tonight, my friend?
Good, Jeff. Good to talk to you as always, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well. Is there still any? Is there still a good restaurant in New Orleans East?
You got to go to the Far East. You got to go to Dong Fong Bakery way out east. But no, to answer your question, not one good restaurant. Nope.
All right. Well, that's good to know that there's been progress down there. But, Corey, you've... You've been obviously someone that covered LSU immensely back in your days with a former employer. You've watched the program. You're well connected still. Just your reaction here to going from leading at halftime against Texas A&M to firing Brian Kelly within that 24-hour span.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. You're right. You know, they beat A&M. He's still the coach today. But it was kind of a rinse and repeat of last year, Jeff. You know, the first half was a SEC battle and two teams playing well. And then third quarter, A&M just rips LSU. And second year in a row, you know, I think LSU people are like, we want to be what A&M is right now and should be and not the other way around. So I think that pretty much put it over the top. And then I think things that went down during that game, yelling at players, yelling at coaches, social media picking up all the yelling on the headset, it all added up to, you know, that was the end for Kelly, I think. And with a bunch of other things, this whole season, Jeff, all these promises, even this week, you remember last week, the, hey, we don't know why we don't have the eye of the tiger, whatever. We don't know why we're not aggressive, but we figured it out. Like it's this one thing.
Yeah.
And you'll see the difference Saturday. I think that was like, you know, the third, fourth, fifth thing he said this year, great offensive line, best roster I've ever put together, and none of them coming true. So I think it was sort of enough's enough.
Hey, Corey, this is Todd. Having said all that, and I agree with most, if not all, of what you said, weren't you still surprised that they were able to overcome the financial hurdle of a 54 million dollar buyout, which was 90% of what's remaining on Kelly's contract?
Yeah, it's a lot of money, and it's obnoxious in a way that it's so much money. And LSU doesn't have the deep pockets or endowment like you know, a Texas or a Texas A&M. And I know LSU's not using taxpayer money, but the boosters, that type of thing, don't have the wealth in this state or area like say a Texas or Florida with you know, the money in those states. Yeah, it was a little shocking, but also, Todd, you figured they're going to work it down, and that's what they did. It's somewhere a little north of $20 million, you know, less than half, a little less than half of the $53 million that was reported. Todd Graves is worth – not that he paid the money, because I hear it's the opposite. It wasn't Todd Graves. It was some booster that the booster folks know, but the average LSU fan wouldn't recognize the name. Todd Graves is worth $22 billion. So I was just sort of doing the math, and I think I did it right. Him coming up with $50 million, being worth $22 billion, if he were worth $2.2 million, just $2.2 million, it would be $5,000 he'd be coming up with for the buyout.
Mm-hmm.
So for someone like Todd Graves, it's nothing, you know,
right.
Even though it's $50 million. And I think Todd Graves would say, that's not nothing, it's $50 million. But I think when the frustration level got to this Saturday, I think that just put it over the top. And then you look at the bigger things, Todd, like losing record on the road, 5-11 versus the top 25, not 11-5, 5-11. I think all that just made it to where nine teams ranked ahead of LSU in the AP poll right now, nine. Puts LSU in the bottom half of the league. It's just all that added up to like enough.
So let's go back to the buyout though, because there's been conflicting reports, and you know, you just said it's a little north of $20 million right now. My understanding is that it has not been agreed to. They are still in the process of negotiating that agreement with Kelly. What are your sources telling you?
I mean, that might be true as far as like dotting I's and crossing T's, but I think, Todd, the dollar number was agreed upon, and they're in that ballpark of somewhere. Initially, the reports I got, and I verified it with a few other sources. One source said, quote, taking a 60% haircut.
The question is,
which would
why?
Have put it somewhere.
Why would
well,
he
because,
do that?
Well, I think they from these sources I talked to, they utilized or implemented the kind of morals code in the contract. I think it's called moral turpitude. And I think I can get you the exact, I have it somewhere on my phone, the exact what it is in the contract, like where it is, because like, the contract's public record, I believe.
Yeah, I've so got anyone, it here if you would like me to. It's the morals code in Brian Kelly's contract is actually section
11.1. D,
right,
with three I's after that in parentheses.
Yes, and I got the whole thing. The interesting thing about this morals code is it's very vague.
Vague as can be, Todd.
Right, and I talked to someone who, well, is an attorney in contract law, and he said that this was actually a very smart move on LSU's part to make this morals code vague. And there's one clause in the morals code of Brian Kelly's contract that says, at the discretion of LSU, when it comes to making interpretations, whether it's any of the types of issues.
Yep.
And so basically, Kelly is 100% cornered in that if he's told this, that they have a morals clause complaint against him, that he pretty much has to either accept that, negotiate his buyout from that point, or just maybe walk away with perhaps a cause firing, because this was a firing with no cause but a citing of the morals code.
Yeah, I think when it was time to negotiate the buyout, that's when LSU injected that. Nothing to do with him being fired. I think strictly about the negotiation on the buyout. I think, Todd, if they're saying, hey, he broke some rule that Kelly and his people think is not true, then they'd stand their ground and go to court if LSU was going to stand their ground and try to win in court.
Yeah,
but I think Kelly and his crew are basically acknowledging that they're in agreement with the moral dilemma.
Mm-hmm. My understanding is that Kelly does not want this made public. And so
I think that would be probably part of it, you know, like to work again and things of that nature. And I don't know what the depth of it is. Like, would it be a future job killer or not? And I don't know exactly the specific moral code that LSU, what they broached with him, what they said, what he did specifically. But I think he's not arguing the point. If he wanted to argue the point, then there'd be a lot of things. I think he's acknowledging it, and let's work on this dollar figure, and that's where somewhere north of $20 million and somewhere south of what's 50% of 53.5.
I would say 27 might be the number that you want to look at.
Yeah. I think 27, in between 20 and 27 is the buyout. I think 27 would be the high end.
Yeah. Now, again, I just want to...
Nothing north of that.
I just want to, for listeners, this is not something that Kelly has agreed to yet. He hadn't signed the deal. This is not signed as of a couple of hours ago.
I have no idea if Kelly and LSU have signed off on it or not. I just know it's essentially agreed upon. It's not, they've agreed upon the dollar figure.
I'm not saying they hadn't verbally agreed on it. I don't know that. I'm just saying they have not, as of the time we went on the air, they had not signed it yet.
Like I said, I have no idea if they have or not, Todd. So I take your word for that. I think that could totally be true. But from what I understand from my sources, it was agreed upon, like, not today or yesterday, but basically on Sunday.
Yeah, and Glenn has a question for you, but I want to get back to that at some point after that.
Hey, Corey.
Glenn Gilbo?
Corey, how are you, buddy?
Oh, boy, you guys let anyone on this program.
Man.
How you doing, Glenn?
Wow. I'm sorry you couldn't get into Missouri and hit go to LSU, man. Was it test scores or was it character?
No, I mean, that Missouri communications department's really, really good. I don't know.
Corey, you mentioned that. You mentioned that Brian Kelly hasn't argued the charge, I guess you could say, by LSU. I would say just because he hasn't argued it doesn't mean he doesn't have an argument. He may just he just doesn't want it out there, and if he argues it, then it's out there. Okay.
Yeah.
But I think he could still. I think he could make a good argument against it, and I think LSU would have trouble proving it in court. But neither of them want to go there, I don't think. And then it would get out more, and it would be detailed, and Kelly would have to testify, and he's already done that a couple of times for other reasons. So. I think that's where it is. And it's also kind of a game of chicken, I would say.
I think all that's accurate. I wasn't saying he wasn't arguing. I'm just saying he may have argued a lot. And obviously, the reports are he did with Scott Woodward and others on Sunday. Well, but, yeah, I agree with everything you're saying, Glenn. It's something that he might argue with. But, yeah, they don't want it.
He doesn't see a good outcome, even if he does argue.
Right. And I'm assuming on all that just because of the agreement, you know, I'm kind of de-engineering it or whatever. I'm looking at it from this agreement that's made on the dollar figure. And yes, I'm assuming that
still a pretty nice to go off. Still a pretty nice walking away money.
Oh, I mean, everyone's like the Ed Ogeron 17 million is like sickening. And this is like going to be, you know, another 5, 7, 8 million more than that.
Yeah,
you know?
And $45 million in buyout total, Ogeron and Kelly, if that's what they agreed to, over just a few years. It's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, and Glenn, I think, I mean, I'm not sure on this, but some folks are saying that it's going to just be a payment, like once, not over the life of the contract, and no subtracting out. Like a normal deal, like I think the contract as it stands now, he's fired.
Right, that's interesting. He has to
proactively try to get a job in TV or coaching. Has to. Can't just, I'm going to go play golf. And then whatever he gets paid, it gets subtracted out of what LSU would be paying him.
Wouldn't be much.
And I think, from what I understand, it won't apply. He just he'll get a chunk and walk.
27 chunk, yeah, that's interesting.
Hey, yep. So Corey, let's go back to the argument part. It was widely reported on Sunday and on Monday that what happened on Sunday morning originally was Kelly went in, met with Woodward. Woodward told him that he needed to fire an offensive coordinator or the offensive coordinator in Joe Sloan. Then they got into an argument over who needed to be fired and who didn't, and it sounds like it basically became a shouting match between the two of them. Then Woodward got fed up with the arguing and fired Kelly at that moment, then had to turn around and put it all together, all the paperwork together, and because of LSU's situation at president, had to go directly to the governor. But that's not what happened.
That didn't appear to be what happened. Jock Doucet is saying that's not what happened, and so are a lot of other people.
Right, because if the latest version of this is that originally when Woodward went to meet with Kelly, he was going to fire him. Period.
Yeah, yeah.
So exactly. If you're going to fire a guy, it doesn't matter who what coordinator is going to be there. So that's
Woodward
a totally different story.
No, he's contradicting himself, Scott Woodward, if he's saying that, because on Saturday he's like, after the A&M loss, I knew I was firing Kelly. So which one is it? You know, and I'm not saying he's saying that's how it went down on Sunday. I'm saying it can only be one or the other. And coupled with, I don't think it's Scott Woodward's decision. I don't think Scott Woodward has autonomy to fire Brian Kelly or not. I think with no president, the governor probably got involved in that one. I mean, you know he was involved. But I mean involved like fire him, like making the call essentially, I think.
And the thing that gets me about it is we know for a fact now that Scott Woodward was not even at the governor's mansion for the meeting between the governor
and the
Board of Supervisors. Yep. And yeah, I mean, I have that confirmed from my sources as well. So
yep.
How does this bode for Woodward moving forward in your opinion?
I don't think they're giving – he didn't have autonomy to fire Kelly, and they're certainly not giving him autonomy to hire the next coach. I'm not saying he won't have input. He'll have a lot of input. He's the athletic director, but I don't think it's like, okay, Scott, you make the call.
So Jeff Landry is going to hire the next coach. Is that what some people believe?
I think Jeff Landry is going to have an absurd amount of input on the next hire.
Well, I agree with Urban Meyer. That may hurt some of the candidates LSU could get if the governor of Louisiana walks into the guy's office and wants to interview him for the job. I think Lane Kiffin would think twice about that.
Yeah, I think that's a good point Urban Meyer makes. That is a little ridiculous. But, you know, he puts his fingerprints on everything. He likes asserting himself in everything.
Of course, maybe Urban wants the job and is saying that to get the others out, and he'll go in, hey, Governor Landry, how you doing, buddy? Let's work together.
You know, exactly.
I voted
like
for Trump.
A long shot together, right?
You know, Woodward's friends with James Carville. We need to get him out of here. Corey, let's go, Landry.
Corey, great hearing your voice. We got to get you back on again. Always very knowledgeable when it comes to LSU athletics. We'll talk to you again soon, man.
No, I'd love to do it. And Glenn, always a pleasure. And Todd and Jeff, thanks so much, guys. Glenn, you know I love you, man. You've been at it so long. You do
thanks,
a great
Corey.
Job, man.
Thanks. Yep. Have a good
see
one.
You guys.
All thanks, right, Corey Johnson. You can hear his show on WSLA in Slidell from 4 to 6 every day. We'll be back after this here on Tiger Rag Radio.
Every winner knows a great play starts with a solid game plan and the right team by your side. At Sunshine, we're here to keep your operation running strong. From tractors to harvesters, we've got the John Deere equipment you need to tackle every job with confidence. Because when the work's done right, there's more time for the things that matter, like cheering on your favorite team. Make Sunshine Quality Solutions part of your playbook this season and learn more about what it means to be powered by Sunshine at sunequip.com.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
Go online to BoudreausElectrical.com for information about Generac Standby Generators.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. For more than 100 years, Louisiana Farm Bureau has been the voice of Louisiana agriculture. Louisiana Farm Bureau advocates on behalf of all the farmers and ranchers across our great state. What that really means is we advocate for you to ensure we have the safest, most abundant, and affordable food supply in the world. Louisiana Farm Bureau is 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
A sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this fall. With 29 cuts of lean, protein-packed beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this weekend and throughout the fall, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of certified Louisiana beef. So remember, beef, it's what's for dinner. Brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we go!
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. new shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
Tiger Rag Radio.
The details do matter. Every step, every hand on the ground, every route, everything that we do has a purpose. We are really focused, and our attention to detail is going to be unmatched.
That was the voice of Athletics Director Scott Woodward, and we'll see if we'll be hearing a little more from Scott Woodward here anytime in the future. But got a couple minutes here before we got to hit another break, and then We'll continue to talk about the firing of Brian Kelly and the search for a new head football coach. So I just wanted to go over this Urban Meyer quote that he had on the Triple Option podcast hosted by commentator Rob Stone. Heisman Trophy winner Mark Ingram is on there. And then Urban Meyer, I guess, is the third member of that. And this was Urban Meyer's comment about Governor Landry being involved in the firing of Brian Kelly. And Meyer said, quote, "I hate to speculate, but in the case that happened to me, that changes the game. If you're now going to interview for the head coaching position at LSU, do you meet with the governor? Because normally I've done it several times. You meet with the board of trustees, obviously the athletic director, the president, the academic rep for the university, and then you kind of give them your plan. Then they make a decision to hire you, and they hold you to that plan. In the world that I grew up in, when you make a decision, you're held accountable." So Urban Meyer basically saying it's a huge red flag for anyone that is interested in this head coaching job, if Governor Jeff Landry is going to be involved in the hiring of a new football coach.
So the question to me for Urban Meyer, and the reason I said what I said about him earlier, is he aware that LSU does not have a current president? The interim president does not qualify to make certain decisions.
Right. Well, he did mention the board, though.
Yeah, and there's still a chairman of the LSU Board of Supervisors.
He said "and," not "or," though. Yeah. So in lieu of the president, Landry had the only authority to make the call.
Well, that was Landry's interpretation. I would think at other schools, in lieu of a president not having them yet, they would probably let the board do it. But in Louisiana, the governor gets involved. I bet you any money in other states, you know, like the chairman of the board would get involved. And I think what Meyer's saying is that, you know, this is just this part of it. But Louisiana's always kind of a political mess. Yeah. Oh. But if they pay a lot of money, no coach has not come to LSU. Oh, wait, I'm not going because of the governor. You know, right. That's never happened.
All right, let's take a break. Let's get a lot more into this conversation when we come back. This is Tiger Rag Radio from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
Chevy trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to... Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with 5 available drive modes. And Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious... with multiple engine options and impressive towing. While Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability.
Nice.
Making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. See your super Chevy dealers today.
Every winner knows a great play starts with a solid game plan.
and the right team by your side. At Sunshine, we're here to keep your operation running strong. From tractors to harvesters, we've got the John Deere equipment you need to tackle every job with confidence. Because when the work's done right, there's more time for the things that matter, like cheering on your favorite team. Make Sunshine Quality Solutions part of your playbook this season and learn more about what it means to be powered by Sunshine at sunequip.com.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the stripes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia Bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein. The Monroe Police Department is investigating a triple homicide. One of the victims was a two-year-old girl. Monroe Mayor Friday Ellis says they were gunned down in an overnight shooting on Grandmont Street.
Two-year-old child who was defenseless. Life was taken from them by people with evil intentions. We also had two other individuals who died with this, and I believe it really should be a moral wake-up call.
The other two victims were adults. A $5,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest of the shooter. A cold front coming through the state is going to finally make it feel like fall outside. State climatologist Jay Grimes says temperatures will drop significantly behind this cold front, so you'll want to break out that jacket as you make your way to school or work in the morning.
Tomorrow's highs will be in the 60s for most of the state, and then as we get later into the week, morning starts are going to be down into the 40s.
Enjoy it while you can. Grimes says temperatures will return to the 70s by this weekend. LRN.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we go! Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
Hurricane Melissa is leaving a trail of utter devastation behind in Jamaica. It made landfall today as a Category 5 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of a whopping 185 miles an hour. Retired Army Lieutenant General Russell Honore says the United Nations will be coordinating the relief effort, and he says some private organizations are ready to help, including one from Louisiana.
Both the United Cajun Navy of Baton Rouge and Team Rubicon have advanced team on the ground in Jamaica. This will be their first offshore or non-continental United States deployment, but they are ready to send in supplies.
Governor Landry wants to immortalize slain conservative commentator Charlie Kirk.
We're going to put a challenge out to the LSU Board of Supervisors to find a place to put a statue of Charlie Kirk to defend the freedom of speech on college campuses.
Landry's request has garnered mixed reaction, with the majority of comments on this post on X in opposition, whether it be for Kirk's political views or Kirk's lack of connection to LSU or Louisiana. LRN.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we go! Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
Now more Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealer Studio.
And we're back here on Tiger Rag Radio from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio. Jeff Palermo along with Todd Horn, Glenn Gilbo. What an addition here of Tiger Rag Radio. Historic one, I would say. You don't have football coaches fired that often around here. But when they do.
Actually, you do.
Yeah, actually, it does seem like it's happening a little bit too often.
This one was a little different. But I tell you, I heard y'all talking about it being surreal.
Yeah.
I think the most surreal one ever was when everybody in the state and country thought that Les Miles was going to get fired, and he didn't.
Yeah.
That was the wildest night ever.
Well, me and Andre were talking about it on Monday, about just the surreal scene it was on Saturday, and I said, you know, that's what I told him. I said, like, it compared to that night, but obviously, but different results.
Yeah, it was the opposite.
Different results.
And the same team. They played the same team.
No, that is crazy. Just adds to the LSU-Texas A&M rivalry, which is why they need to be permanent opponents, because somebody's getting fired after the end of the game, it seems like, whether it's Jimbo.
Or there's going to be a fight or seven overtimes.
Well, you were at Frank Wilson today. Since you were in the room, you know, a lot of fans were probably tuning in, streaming, watching. What was your take of Frank Wilson and how he's handling the situation, and could the team potentially rally around him?
Well, you know, I've known Frank a long time, and he's always a great interview and great guy to talk to, though he's never really done a lot of interviews.
Yeah, right.
He's a guy you see every now and then. So it's the first time I've seen him at the podium in an interview situation, and he was great. He really was. Very, very interesting comments. He compared it to, you know, he compared it to Pearl Harbor, and he played battle music at the beginning of practice, and he said we've been invaded, guys, you know, and then he talked about how in times of chaos is an opportunity. He talked about the players having more fun, and that always happens whenever a coach gets fired. They bring in the interim guy. There's a sense of relaxation.
Yes, yes.
The pressure's off. They have more fun, and they usually play well.
Yeah.
In the short term, same thing happened with Butch Pierre when he replaced
Ed Orgeron,
John Brady, and Ed Orgeron.
What did they? The next game, they broke a school record for most total yards in a game, or something.
That was strategy, though, because Joe Oliva knew they were playing an easy game after that against Missouri. You know, the academic institution.
Well, they always say that you should never have, like in Major League Baseball, when they have a team meeting, they say that you always do it on the day that your ace is pitching.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And now I did ask him, Frank, what Woodward told him about getting the permanent job, which Orgeron did. You know. And he said they didn't really talk about that. And he said he made it clear that he was asked to coach for the remaining part of the season. And unlike Oliva back when Orgeron was named the interim coach, they kind of left it open, whereas Woodward said, we're going to start a national search.
Well, it was Jimbo Fisher or bust, right? I mean, when Miles was fired. Or what? That was a year later. That's right. That's right.
When Miles was fired, they looked
around. That's
right.
They looked around. Oliva, Jimbo had already gone to A&M. That's right.
They wanted Tom Herman.
That's right. That's right. Okay, I knew it was a.
But Oliva was smart. He kind of kept Orgeron on the back burner.
Yeah.
In case he didn't get him, and they didn't get Tom Herman because he wanted to go to Texas. But Orgeron did really well. But I don't think that's the situation now. I think that's pretty apparent because Woodward didn't leave any room for Frank, and he said we're going to start a national search. But hey, but Frank is going to do his best on this, and you know, look for him to, you know, probably play pretty well. I don't know how many they'll win, but they'll probably play well.
You spoiled my question. I wanted you to forecast whether you thought they could win their remaining four games and have three losses and back into the playoffs.
That would be amazing.
Why not? How fun would that be?
You never know what could happen. I mean, Butch Pierre, I'll never forget, he went and beat Florida after he took over. It's amazing what the mind can do. It's going to be – the Alabama game is a lot more significant now in my mind.
The interest is there.
Yeah.
And I think the fan base is fired up again because they are going to – they're rooting for these players.
Sure,
The fan base has no issues with the players on it. Now, some may not like Garrett Nussmeier for whatever reason.
Well, that's another question. Is Garrett Nussmeier going to continue to be the starting quarterback?
That question didn't come up because I think it's an obvious yes.
What about the running game? Are they going to run the ball?
Oh, I tell you what. Frank Wilson did say, he goes, we will run the ball. He said that. He said, we will run the ball. He said, we're going to work. They worked on improving the running game today. And he also said that there's some very talented players on offense that have been underutilized. He didn't name any names, but
Chris Hilton.
So
MIA.
He's dropped passes. No. But I'm not sure exactly who he's
I would think it would be Harlan Berry's who he's talking
about.
Well, he had a sort of a breakout game, I thought. So
kinda. Because he only played one half.
The first thing I thought of when you said that was offensive linemen. There might be some offensive linemen we hadn't seen that might be.
I don't know. There's not a lot of them.
Kyle Parker. I'm glad you mentioned that, because is it me or just is he the best wide receiver on this team?
Kyle Parker?
I still think Aaron Anderson is the best wide receiver on this
team. But he's
team.
Not healthy.
He's not healthy.
What about Barry and Brown?
But he's still the best.
I would say Barry and Brown.
I don't know. I've been underwhelmed. But I know that was a nice play when Nussmeier and Brown finally hooked up on that deep ball, and that was a big play. But – to me, Kyle Parker, every time he gets an out, he made some terrific catches in the Ole Miss game. That touchdown catch he caught in front of the Texas A&M fans at the end of the game was impressive.
Yeah.
And the guy runs good routes.
Yeah, but so does Aaron Anderson.
But I think Kyle Parker has this feeling of when you watch him, Aaron Anderson is who Aaron Anderson is, right? He looks like, and I'm thinking as far as NFL potential, that he looks like a third or fourth round pick. Kyle Parker looks like he could develop to be in the next great wide receiver coming out of LSU.
Hmm.
Just the limited action that we've seen out of him. Andre, you brought him up, so I'll let you see if you'll back me up on that.
No, I agree. I think he has a better route tree
if you
look at it. He's a real true slot receiver when you look at it. He can actually hurt you more vertically than Anderson's been able to do. That's why they had to force Anderson back at the slot, is because, he just hasn't been able to be a vertical threat in the passing game.
Yet Kyle Parker is playing second string behind Aaron Anderson.
Yeah.
That's Brian Kelly for you.
Right, yeah. How much, though, we're hitting up on a break, so let's go ahead and take our break now here, Andre, and then we'll come back and get into this next conversation. Since we brought up Garrett Nussmeier, we'll talk a little bit about him here in a second. But so let's hit a break, come back, continue on with our discussion from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio here on Tiger Rag Radio.
Tiger fan. Are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades.
800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath & Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
You should call that radio station and let him have it.
Good idea.
1-800-673-5555.
I want to be under the bright lights. I want to be on the Broadway stage.
Tiger Rag Radio is on now.
All right, we continue here with Tiger Rag Radio. Jeff Palermo along with Todd Horn, Glenn Gilbo.
Hey, excuse me one second. You think it's time we may change the promo on the radio? That was Brian Kelly. Hey,
well, I thought me and Andre were talking about this week. I just think one more time we go with it. You know,
didn't Coach O still? I think Coach O is still on it.
For that's his farewell.
Yeah,
was the promo
because Coach O is still on it?
No.
Do we have any Lane Kiffin sound bites?
I think Coach O is still on there saying "Let's go." That's him saying "Let's go."
No, that's Matt McMahon. That was when Matt McMahon pounded the table after the loss to Nichols.
Oh.
So get ready for that. Are we fired up for men's basketball after all this? But
and they won a big road game. They beat Central Florida on the road.
D1 exhibition.
And DJ looked pretty good, man, the point guard. It looked like 7 wins to me in the SEC.
All right. I don't know how to set this up, but there's a piece of sound that you want to play from Brian Kelly, Todd. Andre, go ahead.
Are you blaming on me?
You know what? I think I can back this quote if we want, but it won't be pretty.
For the fans, start drinking earlier. Is that what you meant? Yeah. I figured this was Bloody Mary start at 6, you know, get going.
He's a Catholic from Boston.
That's Todd's favorite.
And he's Irish. Yeah. So there you go.
What do you mean you can back this up, Andre?
Well, you know, it doesn't mean it. Sorry, Coach, it doesn't matter anymore. But, you know, a couple seasons ago, just a year ago about, no, two. Last two summers, SEC Media Days in Dallas, Jock and I, you know, we stumble upon Coach Kelly in a Mexican restaurant.
He likes Mexican.
He likes Mexican food. Yeah, he was, you know.
right across the street from the hotel.
Right across from the street of the hotel. It was dead in there. But Coach Kelly was very red, it appeared. And, you know, he was putting down some margaritas.
It was the summertime. He might have been playing golf, but we hear he plays a lot of golf.
It could be a mix.
I think you asked that question, though, didn't you? Andre?
What question?
Have you been playing golf? Why are you so red?
Oh, yeah, I did, and he didn't say that he was sunburnt. So,
and he also bought y'all drinks, didn't he?
No, he bought our food. I was on assignment. I could not do that yet. I wasn't 21.
I didn't say
yet.
You drank it. I'm just asking.
I'm not trying to
he
get.
He bought drinks. He bought a round.
No, he bought our food, which was you know very nice. But okay. You know. Just
and now you
could you
can
tell
you are ripping him.
Well, yeah, he was a nice guy then. But I'm just saying that you know the signs were there.
Did he tell you any inside scoop that you hadn't shared with us yet?
He's a politician, guys. He made me believe that those guys were going to win the national championship, but you know that didn't happen.
Should have kept the receipt from that.
This is when I should have known is when he told me that Sage Ryan was going to be special last year.
Hey, yeah.
That's a better clue.
I should have known, right?
That's
guys?
A better clue than anything that happened at the bar.
What if Ole Miss wins the national championship and Sage Ryan gets the interception to cap off the, you know, to solidify
it? It won't be. No, I can guarantee you it won't be because of him.
I think that would be a great way to complete this season.
Madhouse ruined.
Speaking of Sage Ryan, you know, if every player on the LSU football team played the way A.J. Halsey played, they would be going to the college football playoffs.
It's true. Very true. And, I mean, Mansoor Delane is going to be a semifinalist Thorpe Award winner. And he's just being wasted right now.
And that just was announced today, right?
That was, yep. 15, so, 7.
I think Halsey's having a better year than Delaney. But Delaney's played
Delaney,
very well.
Delaney.
I tell you what, man. Those wide receivers for A&M.
They were good.
They were really, really good.
Miles ahead of the LSU ones.
I mean, just and I know you guys were – well, Todd, you were – well, anyways.
We're all watching the game.
We're watching the game, but what Kirk Herbstreit was saying there in the second half, what, you know, talking about the differences of what he's seeing out of the Texas A&M program and the LSU program, I mean, it was night and day.
Well, the thing that
– well, I don't mean to –
yeah, go ahead.
But it's with the amount of talent that they have there, and then – you throw in that they got LSU's former strength and conditioning coach, and for the second straight season, they just pummel you in the second half?
Yeah, 66-13 in the last 2 years, right? Yeah,
but, you know, I don't know if that's strength and conditioning, though. A lot of that, the one last year was three interceptions. You could have been out of shape and still win.
It's still just – but it's also a mindset. I mean, that was the thing that Kirk was talking about with that Texas A&M team. It's like they didn't care about the score. I mean, they were out there for blood, and that is set by the mindset that your strength and conditioning coach sets during the offseason.
Well, and
or the head coach.
That too, but we all know that.
I've never heard a strength and conditioning coach getting more credit than Tommy is.
Well, it goes back to Nick Saban, though. What did Nick Saban do when they first got here? You got Tommy Moffin, and you talk to any of those players on that 03 national championship team.
That was a long time ago.
But that still continued during his time at LSU.
No, he had some. I'm not saying
he's perfect, but
the LSU's strength and conditioning, how they played on the field during the late years of Les Miles and Coach O, was not that good.
Well, how much of it was for Les Miles is that he was pounding these guys during practice too much? That you hear that from their former players a lot. They were exhausted by the time Saturday rolled around.
I'm just telling you, there were some years after the season that Moffitt's strength and conditioning program was not seen as that great.
Well, all I know is that in the second half, I've never seen a team that was outrunning every single player.
He definitely motivated him for this game. Tommy Moffitt did. I will say that.
The speed.
The picture Texas of Kelly on the tackling dummy. I mean, that had a lot to do with it. I would agree.
Yeah, but just the speed. I mean, if I didn't know any of that, I'm just watching the game. I'm like, holy crap, they're so much faster than LSU.
You know, you watch Marcel Reed. When he ran out of the pocket, there's not an LSU Tiger within 5-10 yards of him.
And that's not really a lack of speed for LSU. That's just being in the wrong place and not a good plan.
But when you watched Michael Van Buren get out of the pocket, boom, he's tackled within 4 yards. I mean, it was night and day how they had – and granted, I'm not saying Michael Van Buren is as good of an athlete as Marcel Reed. Marcel Reed's one of the most talented athletes in the SEC. But it wasn't even close.
The A&M defense was faster or was in better spots.
I bet you LSU never has another non-running dual threat quarterback.
Maybe so. All right, let's take a break. I want to play some of these sound bites from John Summerall. He was fired up today, the Tulane head coach, candidate for some of these big openings, or rumored candidate.
He's the favorite right now in terms of the odds for the LSU job.
All right, we'll be back after this.
A sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this fall. With 29 cuts of lean, protein-packed beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this weekend and throughout the fall, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of certified Louisiana beef. So remember, beef, it's what's for dinner. Brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins' products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
Chevy trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with 5 available drive modes. And Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious with multiple engine options and impressive towing. While Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability,
nice,
making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. See your super Chevy dealers today.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
Go online to BoudreausElectrical.com for information about Generac Standby Generators.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we come. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stay informed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
Tiger Rag Radio is back on the air. Live from Super Chevy Dealer Studio.
All right, back here on Tiger Rag Radio. So John Summerall is one of the candidates here to potentially be the head coach at LSU. He met with the media today. So here's a little bit of what he had to say when he was asked about the vacant head coaching position. So cut 16 here, Andre.
If I didn't want to be the head coach at Tulane, if I was most concerned with coaching at a Power Four school, I wouldn't be here because I've had those opportunities. If I was only making decisions based upon money, I wouldn't be here because I've had other people offer me more money. I freaking love what I do. I love where I do it. I love who I do it with. I'm coaching this freaking team. All I'm worried about. Our guys know that.
I'm not going to be the next coach at Alabama.
Where's the other offers coming from? I mean, he interviewed at North Carolina, and he was going to get it if Belichick didn't take it. But were there other offers?
No. He must be getting phone calls almost every day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, good for him. I mean, that makes his Tulane people
That fires happy. Up the Tulane,
man. But, I mean, he's going to listen to offers at either at LSU or other places, and there's nothing wrong with that.
I think they should just – if he's going to leave, I don't care what he says, he's gone. And I think Kelly should go to Tulane.
All right. Well, what do you got, Andre?
I think this is more so of him just trying to get the players to stay locked in because there's a legit shot that he could make the college football playoff, which if he does, that just means –
He has to go to Ole Miss again.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Hey, you got another soundbite. Let's hear that one, Andre.
I'm not distracted by any of it. I'm trying to go 1-0 Thursday night. That's it. In a place that nobody in conference has gone into that place and gone 1-0 in 5 years. That's got my focus fully.
Well, sending the message, right?
See, a better – Lane Kiffin answered the question great a couple of weeks ago when – people asked him about Florida.
Yeah.
And he actually answered it the same way Saban used to answer it when he was LSU's coach. He said, hey, if people are asking me about another job, that means we're doing really well at Ole Miss. That's the way you answer that.
So we have several weeks to speculate on this, but right now, if you had to say right now, who's going to be the next head coach at LSU?
I would say Lane Kiffin, even though they've got to overcome some obstacles and figure some things out.
What do you think, Glenn?
Well, I don't know who it's going to be, but I would most like it to be Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
Because I think he's a great coach. I think he could be a great NFL coach. I think he's a great offensive mind. He would be the first true offensive coordinator LSU has ever hired to be head coach. And that in itself would be refreshing. And Lane is entertaining. You know, he's funny. Yeah, he's not as goofy as he used to be. He's getting a little more mature. He's still a little goofy.
Yeah.
But I think he'd be great. And he's only 50. You know, that's the thing, man. Yeah. He'd be the youngest coach they hired since Saban when he was 49.
What about John Summerall?
I think John Summerall would be good. I like the age. I mean, you know, if they can't get Lane Kiffin, they need to get a younger coach and get a cheaper coach, which is what A&M did to recover from the Scott Woodward buyout monster.
Yeah, well, and I agree with what Lane Kiffin said on Monday. Everybody's trying to be the next Texas A&M. Fire your coach, pay that humongous buyout, and then you're the third-ranked team in the country 2 years later. A&M did it. Why can't everybody do it? I think that's what all these schools are looking at, too, as well. All right, guys, fun show. We'll see what happens next week. We'll preview Alabama, and I'm sure we'll a lot more speculation, a lot more information will come out. For Andre Champagne, Glenn Gilbo, Todd Horn, I'm Jeff Palermo. For the latest in LSU sports, check out TigerRag.com. Have a great night, everyone.
Tiger Rag is everywhere. Online at TigerRag.com. Like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/TigerRag Magazine. Or follow us on Twitter at Tiger_Rag.